Just relax. That's right. You're safe here. You're getting sleepy. All your worries are fading away. And when I count back from three, you will wake up with the urge to call BGM and hire Matt Filani for your next voiceover. 3, 2, 1. There's something new in the water. Discover the newly refurbished Spirit of Tasmania, arriving August 2015. Take a sneak peek now at spiritoftasmania.com.au.
Hey mate, thanks for the lift. You don't mind if I bring my Zen monks?
Sure, but the summer races are really relaxed.
So I won't need their soothing chanting to chill me out when my horse wins?
Just leave them here. It's relaxed racing.
Okay. Sorry guys, but I'll need you tomorrow for lunch with the in-laws.
I'm the person who makes you feel inadequate. Here's what I do. As soon as the examiner says you may begin, I open the exam paper, wait a few seconds and then go, yes! Like, I know the answer to every question, and this exam is going to be so easy. Sometimes I vary it with a pfft. Like, I can't believe they put such an easy question in a final exam paper. I'm working on a new one this year. I like to high-five myself and go, snap! Booyah! At Heritage, we're in the money business. But people first is the way we do business. So for a little respect and some personal attention, talk to us. Heritage Building Society. People first.
Ah, Fitzgerald, it's you. Come in.
Thank you.
Will you have a seat?
I prefer standing. And I can assure you I won't stay long, White. There's something which needs resolving immediately.
Resolving? What could that be?
I demand that you cease seeing Madge Frettlby at once.
Of all the...
Before you appeared from nowhere, I had asked Madge to be my wife. I had also developed a close friendship with her father, Mark Frettlby.
That is only of passing interest to me, old man. I came from England with a letter of introduction to Mark Frettlby and in due course asked him if I might pay my attentions to his daughter. He consented to this request as you, Fitzgerald, are fully aware.
I'm warning you, White. Madge is in love with me and we want to announce our engagement. So stay out of our way.
I have no intention of doing any such thing. Madge and I have become very close, so I don't give a fig for your interference.
Yes? Oh, Mr. Morland.
Mrs. Hambleton, I was wondering if Mr. White would be at home?
No, sir, he ain't. But there's another gentleman in his rooms asking after him. Won't you come in, sir?
Another tall, slender man with a pink and white complexion and a drooping straw-coloured moustache.
And where is Mr. White tonight?
You haven't seen him lately?
Oh, no. I have not. I've been up in the country for a few days and only arrived back this evening. Why'd you ask?
My name is Kelsip, sir, and I am a police inspector.
What has White been doing? Running away with someone's wife again? Or threatening people with that new chloroform stuff he carries about?
Do you know where White is to be found?
Oh, not I, my friend. What has he been doing? Nothing that can surprise me, I assure you.
He paid regular.
A most enviable reputation to possess. And one I'm afraid I'll never enjoy. But why all this questioning about White?
He's dead.
Dead? Dead? What do you mean?
I mean that Mr. Oliver White was murdered in a hansom cab.
I don't believe it.
Haven't you seen the papers?
Yes, I heard of the tragedy, but I never connected it with White. Poor fellow.
Shocking.
If I'd been in town, this would never have happened. I was always beside White. We were like brothers. We come out from England on the same steamer.
Quite so, sir.
In fact, I believe I was with him on the night he was murdered.
Oh!
Don't be afraid. I didn't kill him. But I did meet him last Thursday week, and I left for the country early on the Friday morning.
And you had no impression that White was watched that night?
No, I had not. He was in pretty good spirits, though he was put out at first.
What was the cause of his being put out?
You see the pictures in this room. Burlesque actresses. Ladies of the ballet. And look at this album. That picture was the cause.
What, a pretty girl with a sailor's hat on her fair head and holding a lawn tennis racket?
Why, it's Miss Frettlby.
White was very much in love with Miss Frettlby.
And she...
was in love with someone else. A Mr. Brian Fitzgerald, to whom she is now engaged.
And do you know this Fitzgerald?
Oh, dear, no. He is a rich young man. I'm very much on the outskirts of society.
Well, Mr. Colton, I went to the letter rack several times that night, and I'm sure there was none for Mr. Fitzgerald. Though there was no letter come by post, sir, there was one brought to him that night.
At what time?
Just before 12 o'clock.
Who brought it?
A young woman, sir. She bounced in the door as bold as brass. "Remove yourself," says I, "or I'll call the police." "Oh, no, you won't," says she, and shoves a letter into my hand and then clears out before I could stop her.
Well, foreman of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honour.
Do you find the prisoner, Mr. Brian Fitzgerald, guilty or not guilty?
We find the accused not guilty, Your Honour.
Come in, Mr. Morland. We were expecting you.
Good morning, Inspector Fitzgerald. And, Mr...
Carlton.
What's that beside you, Fitzgerald?
The weather-stained coat which belonged to Mr. Oliver White.
It is the rope that's going to hang you, Morland, for White's murder.
Trapped! By God! You're out of your mind! My God! I'll make you pay for this! You can't prove anything!
Oh, can't we? You're wrong. This is the confession of Mark Frettlby made before he died.
It's a damned lie!
A jury will decide that. Meanwhile, you will pass the night in Melbourne jail.